This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here live from the MVP Studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Google Trends expert Justin Burr is going to join me to break down the top five search trends on Google this week. Thanks for joining me, Justin.
Hey, always a pleasure.
All right, man. So for this week, what did we get for number five?
Number five, we've got Frightgeist, and we've got Halloween coming up. We're in the throes of October. And every year, Google looks at the different types of search data in each state related to a costume to determine what is the most popular costume in that state. So the Frightgeist data is out there. If you want to check out all of the data for yourself, you can go to frightgeist.withgoogle.com, and that's spelled F-R-I-G-H-T-G-E-I-S-T. But let's get to the data. Every single state basically has Fortnite as their number one costume, except for seven states. That's right. Illinois has got Fortnite. Never played. I don't really know. I know it's popular. But I don't even know how to dress up like it. I guess other ones in Illinois are Unicorn, Witch, Spider-Man, Dinosaur. Come on, Illinois. Let's get a little bit more innovative. Those are tried and true methods. But I don't know. You can go check out the data for yourself, see what everybody's trying to look forward to dress up as.
Yeah, Fortnite's a bit weird. I guess you would dress up as the characters, and it's kind of easy since they may use, like, common stuff you could get, book bags, a red shirt, you know, things like that. Sure. Spider-Man, like, I don't know. I get kind of, like, a little upset when it comes to Halloween costumes because a lot of people just go out and they buy it. I like to see people put a little effort, you know, just a little bit of effort.
I totally agree. One time I made myself into a Tetris piece with like cardboard, colored cardboard. And, you know, that was a lot of fun. Not only did I have pride in my costume because I constructed it myself, but it was well received because I was running around in a box as a Tetris piece.
You know, when I was a kid, my mother would help me make my costumes. And one year I went as Leonardo from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and I couldn't figure out how to do the shell. And this was way before we could have cardboard paper and all this other, you know, DIY stuff. And she was like, okay, we're going to take this garbage can lid. We're going to like cut it up a little bit. And we made a hard shell out of it. I mean, I got so many comments as a kid, like that was my favorite costume, like because all the work
That's
I put
amazing.
Into it.
The trash can lid is perfect. That's awesome. Well, what are you going to be this year? You got that planned out yet?
You know, I'm too old for it, but I do take my nephews out. So I'm just going to dress really, really warm because it's cold right now. And they get to have fun. Like that's it. And I'll take their candy from it, too. So what did we get for number four?
Number four, we've got another freaking royal wedding. And we got Princess Eugenie. And I'm probably saying this wrong because the daughter, so she's the daughter of Prince Andrew. And she says that people should pronounce her name as in use your knees because her name is hard to pronounce. So her name is Princess Eugenie, like use your knees. I don't know. I'm sure I'm saying it wrong, but I'm trying my best. It's like use your knees. Princess Eugenie, she's the daughter of Prince Andrew. She's marrying her longtime boyfriend, Jack Brooksbank, today. She's also the ninth in line for the British throne, getting some massive traction on Google, which is wild. People are so infatuated with these royal weddings. And she's ninth in line. She's not even top five. So it's pretty outrageous. She's getting married at George's Chapel in Windsor Castle. Same location as Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, which happened in May. Everybody's fired up on that. The wedding party is going to include Prince William and Kate Middleton and their eldest children, Prince George and Princess Charlotte. I don't know if you can actually watch it, but if you want more information, go to Google if you're into that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I like that kind of stuff. And it's only because they have these outrageous, at least I think they're outrageous weddings that normal people would never be able to have. So, yeah, so I like watching.
Yeah, you're right. I know. I was talking to my dad after the last royal wedding in May, and he was like, man, you got to check it out. The pomp and circumstance is unlike anything you've ever seen. And it is kind of like you're transformed back into the days when, you know, royalty was much more prevalent. So I guess it's a cool preservation of culture, but I don't know. It's weird.
It is a little weird to watch it. I'm sure if this was like, you know, 1600, we'd be like, oh my God, this is excellent. But nowadays,
well, we'd probably be forced. We'd be serfs. And we would have to, you know, be there celebrating.
You're right. And paid taxes for the wedding. But it's just fun to watch now. I mean, how many other weddings are you going to see that have like a horse and carriage or have like, you know, diamond encrusted tiaras? I mean, I'm never going to see that, right?
For sure. Yeah. No, until I get married and I'm going to have a lot of tiaras on everybody. Yeah. No, probably not. You're right. It's fun to watch.
They're going to be plastic. We all know it. And it's okay.
Exactly. But you'll never be able to tell.
What do we get for number three?
Number three, we've got Banksy. And the guy just pulled his latest heist. And if you're not familiar, Banksy is that street artist. Identity is largely unknown. I mean, nobody really knows who he is. And he's kind of like politically charged street art, things like that. But he's very elusive. And he's known for his, I guess, not so much pranks, but just interesting hijinks. But this time, he had a piece of art at an auction at Sotheby's in London. And after it was sold, it was the girl with balloon, which people might have seen. It's kind of like a silhouette, and the girl's holding some red balloons. Right as it was sold, it was shredded through the frame, through like an attachment on the back of the frame. And the person that won the auction paid over £1 million for it. So it's not a cheap piece of art. And then it was instantly shredded. The thing that I was wondering, right, when this came out was like, okay, does the person still have to pay for this work of art? Like, it just was completely destroyed. The person that bought it didn't want to be named. They wanted to stay anonymous, but they said at first they were shocked, but then they realized that they would end up with their own piece of art history. So they're maintaining good spirits, even though they're out £1 million.
Actually, it's funny. I've been keeping up with this story because I really like Banksy. He's a really good artist, and I like his graffiti work. In this particular case, they sold it for £1 million. I think it was like £1.4 million. And when it happened live. I think a lot of people say he was actually at the auction waiting for it to get like sold.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, right? Sure. And he pressed a button, and that's when it started to shred. And actually what happened after he did that, it's now worth double.
Wow. Okay.
Right?
Okay, so they're not out £1 million. That's awesome.
No, it's worth £2 million. And I'm like, wait, for some shredded paper? Like, that's crazy. But that's what he's known for. He's known for, like, this gorilla kind of artwork, and he's making fun of the auction, and it actually made it worth more. And I think that was kind of ironic.
That is ironic. That's awesome, though. That's very cool. I know Banksy's the man. He does, or woman, actually. I don't even know the gender, but they're great, and I look forward to more stunts like this in the future.
What do we get for number two?
We got our girl Taylor Swift, and I am fired up on this one. So she on Sunday, she's been largely quiet about her political affiliation, and a lot of her fans are like asking her to choose a side, especially during the 2016 election. And I don't know, I was always in the camp of like, dude, she doesn't have to come out and endorse any political candidate if she doesn't want to. Like, if she wants to keep that separate from her life, that's totally chill. But she came out on Sunday endorsing some Democratic candidates in her home state of Tennessee, both for the Senate and the House of Representatives. And she more so was just, it was a call to action for people to register to vote. So she's got 112 million followers on Instagram. And she's just like, guys, whatever, you know, whoever your candidate that you're choosing is, just make sure that you get out there and vote. Well, there was a huge influx in voter registration in the days following that call to action. And 166,000 people across the entire United States submitted new registrations on vote.org. And 42% of those individuals were ranging from 18 to 24. And so it's hard to say if all of those registrations or even a small fraction of them were related to Taylor Swift's post. But to put it into context, in all of September, 190,000 people registered to vote. And then in the 2.5 days following her call to action, 166,000 people registered to vote. So I think there is somewhat of a correlation between that, which is awesome. There's also a 580% increase in register to vote search inquiries on Google in Tennessee. And so it looks like, yeah, she definitely got a lot of people to head to vote.org to make sure that their voice is heard in November. So I'm fired up on that. Tay is great. I already loved her before. I love her even more now. She's the best.
Man, you know, I always liked Taylor Swift, and I always liked that she teetered the line between doing something and not doing something. Her talking about this, I'm a little bit disappointed. I'm not going to lie. Like, I love that she wants to get involved, and she wants people to be involved with, like, the voting process. But there's politics in everything. And I thought to myself that she's the only one who isn't kind of political. And I really like that.
Sure. No, I get that. Sometimes it is nice to just be like, hey, I want to have a break from all the political madness going on in the world, and I don't need to have everything in my life politicized. I get that for sure. I just, You know, I think it's good that she's just urging people to vote, because I think that that is important, and it's going to be, we just have to have a better voter turnout. You know, people just need to get to the polls, and regardless of whoever you're voting for, just make sure that you do it. Sometimes it is nice to just, hey, let's have some things in my life that aren't politicized, but that's not Taylor Swift anymore.
Yeah, right. What do we get for number one?
Number one, we've got Hurricane Michael. And so that is a giant storm that made landfall in Florida and left 1.1 million homes and businesses without electricity. But Google actually has these SOS alerts right now that hopefully aided some individuals in that region of the country. And so Google activated these SOS alerts for those living in the affected area, and it kind of gives them some instruction about what to do and type of crisis response and how to kind of navigate some of the pitfalls that go along with a huge hurricane. And so hopefully that was successful down there. But yeah, it's slowed now, the storm. It's now just a tropical storm of 50 miles an hour, but man, lots of storms this time of year. It is hurricane season, so everybody stay safe out there.
Okay, I have to ask, do you know how they determine the names? Do they just like randomly pull a name out of hat and be like, boom, Florence, boom, Michael?
To the best of my understanding, they alternate between male and female names going down the alphabet throughout the year. The first storm of the year is an A, and then they alternate between male and female, and then they go all the way down the line. So whatever number M is in the alphabet, I don't know off the top of my head, is how many tropical storms have been named throughout this year. But in terms of the actual name, yeah, I don't know. I know that they've actually retired some hurricane names as well because they've used them multiple times or because they've been really deadly or something like that. I don't know. You know what? Turn to Google to figure it out. But I am always perplexed by the names they come up with.
Well, the reason I'm saying this, too, is if it's Florence to Michael, that means there were 8 other hurricanes. What happened to those? I didn't hear about those.
Yeah, that's a good point. Maybe I'm wrong. That's right, though. But
I think
that they even name it, even if it's small, like even if it's just like kind of a, you know, like a little storm, that maybe it isn't making headlines. But you're right, that would seem like a lot of storms in between Florence and now Michael.
Right. I'm just saying, like, there's a lot of stuff going on and that I'm not aware of. I'm a little bit scared. Should I be worried about these hurricanes? There seems to be a lot of them.
I think that you should be, because there are a lot of them for sure. I'll do a little research and we can circle back next Friday and we can figure out exactly what the names were like. That's homework for me.
All right, cool. So for this week, what was the most watched YouTube video?
It is the new music video from DJ Snake's latest song, Talkie Talkie. And it's got like 33 million views. Watched it this morning. We got Selena Gomez in it. We got Cardi B. Somebody named Ozuna. It's cool. It's definitely an interesting video. I love Cardi B. She's so silly. It was actually her birthday yesterday. She posted an outrageous video on Instagram. She is just such a loon. I think she turned 26. So happy birthday to Cardi. But yeah, the video is cool. I mean, it's not really my style of tunes, I feel like, but the cinematography is phenomenal and it's catchy. I'll give it that. It's catchy.
Yeah, I liked the video, and I really liked the part where he had the mask on, and he looked a little bit like, oh, I can't think of the name, Star-Lord, there we go. And it had, like, little beams coming out, and I was like, okay, I can get into this. Like, it's all right.
Wait, who's Star-Lord?
What? Star-Lord. Hey-o, I just got it. That was a joke. That was a good one. Guardians of the Galaxy, Star-Lord, Chris Pratt, he played him. Are you serious?
Oh, sure. Okay, yeah, no, I just Googled it. Yep, looking at him right now. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, my God, are you serious?
Star-Lord in that music video.
Yeah, he does.
I'm not a big, like, superhero guy, you know?
Yeah, but where have you been for the entire year of 2017, 2018?
you know, just popping around, not watching superhero movies. All right, I'll brush up on my Star-Lord.
We're going to give you a crash course. Star-Lord, played by Chris Pratt, and Guardians of the Galaxy. Boom, you're going to have to go watch that. How have you not watched this?
Boom.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I missed it. Missed the memo.
Okay, but yes, the video of Talkie Talkie, it looked like Star-Lord was in it.
You're right.
Jesus, Justin.
Now that I'm looking at Star-Lord. You're right. Me, yeah. All right. I know. Should have known that. But yeah, go check out Talkie Talkie. It's a cool vid, and it's got Star-Lord in it.
For your homework also, you're going to go watch Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm going to waste about 3 hours of your life to do that.
Guardians of the Galaxy and more information about Hurricane Nomenclature.
You know what? I'm going to give you a little leeway. You can fast forward. You can fast forward it. So if you want to just condense
it,
go ahead, fast forward it. You can just like zoom, 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 and a movie.
I was wondering if that was going to be the case. Great. Thank you so much.
All right, Justin, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate you being here, man.
Yeah, you're welcome. Talk to you next week.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapaine.com. That's MasonVeraPaine.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.